Hello.
Good morning, Richard. We're so happy to have you with us today, this morning, Richard. So please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Richard Myers. I was born 10 and a half months after Pearl Harbor in the countryside of North Central Maryland. I was the last of seven children, 10 years after my closest sibling, which was quite an unexpected surprise, I'm told. My father was a carpenter. We were poor financially, but we had food on the table, and we had a garden and fruit and nut trees, and my chores included milking the cow and attending the chickens and the hogs in the yard and helping with the garden. I spent much time outside in nature. I began hunting and fishing to help put food on the table and had a lot of hunting dogs. We went to the Lutheran church every Sunday. And when I got old enough to ask questions, I seemed to always ask hard questions. And the answers didn't often feel right to me. So when I was 16, I left to go elsewhere. I enlisted in the Army at age 19 for 3 years during the Vietnam era. I returned home in 1965 and began my work career with different companies over the next 44 or 45 years. Well, I was always sick in my youth, and by the time I was in my early 20s, it sort of came to a head, and I had a lot of illness and intestinal pain and had all the normal medical experts and treatments, and my life sort of flashed in front of me, and I could see the whole rest of my life taking all this stuff, and that sort of led me to the health food store and later on to macrobiotics for 17 years. Beginning in 1970, or thereabouts, I became interested in various metaphysical and spiritual pursuits. I checked out all the local popular Indian gurus who were around. I did transcendental meditation, took the Silva method with Jose Silva, attended meetings at the Theosophical Society, experimented with pyramids, sleeping under the homemade pyramid is also quite an experience. Attended the teachings of the Ozark Institute with Harold McCoy in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Got into dowsing, attended several dowsing conferences. Spiritual Frontier Fellowship was a local group who had summer retreats we went to. Took up Reiki, and my wife and I are both level 3 Reiki practitioners. Met a lady named Carol Parrish, who's a spiritual teacher who came to Baltimore, and I think she started a spiritual living community in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, which is still going. Well, I guess a holistic health and healing has been a hobby of mine for a long, long while, and still is. I became a 33-degree Mason. I attended a Light Center in numerous times in Black Mountain, North Carolina, with a spiritual teacher named Jim Gore. I was very impressed when I read the autobiography of a yogi about Yogananda, and that's helped to lead me to a long association with the Universal Swami Order in Baltimore. I encountered the Church Universal and Triumphant here in Baltimore and attended numerous meetings and met Warren Waldring, who I think many of you know. I kind of drifted away from the what then became known as the Summit Lighthouse Group, probably mostly because I couldn't keep up with the speed of many of the decrees and the chants. It just went too fast for my brain and my vocal cords, and I didn't want to be a hindrance. But I did obtained way back then, and have to this day, 30 years later, a large 3-foot-tall copy of the Divine Self, of the Presence. And it's in a very nice wood frame, who I've always had with me, either in my bedroom or next to it. Eventually, I gave up hunting and my hounds and my deer rifle and traded that all in for my wife, Barbara, and got married 10 days before my 40th birthday. She's an intuitive and spiritually aware person, and she came in on the ray of service and of giving, and she does a lot of volunteer work, charity work, local food bank, and always helping others and family. A recent example is in the last 3 months, she solicited, picked up, and sorted, and packed, and shipped over 630 pounds of clothing and blankets to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, where she spent most of a week with a church group last spring. So how I came to the Heart Center. We would see Warren Waldring at least each year at the annual holiday open house party in the Helton local health food store. And each year, Warren would always mention another one of these trips with this group he called the Heart Center. And must have been during one of these years' discussions, I must have expressed some interest, because all of a sudden this strange lady started contacting me about the Heart Center and this book study group here in Baltimore. Well, she just wouldn't quit. So after a few months, I went to check out her Sunday book study meetings. I believe that was probably in early 2012. And that lady, of course, is none other than Donna Dreegan, and who's been a big help to me ever since. One of the highlights of my Heart Center association was the Spring Equinox Seminar in Baltimore in March of 2014. It's called the New Blue Wave. And the kickoff event was a Friday evening community dinner, which was held in our modest home. We had a house full with friends from New York and New Jersey and local heart friends, and Gloria came. And David did a darshan with Godfrey, and then was followed by a heart stream with Saint Germain on Resurrect America Now, which was very appropriate then and is still very appropriate now. Saint Germain came in very strong, and I think that's still available on the past events on the site on the Heart Center page. And I'm also a very big fan of America. And then Saturday and Sunday, of course, the seminar continued at the local Sheraton here in the Baltimore suburbs. I continue in Donna's book study in our small group. The bookstore where we've been meeting, well, I guess we've had our last meeting there because they're moving, and so we're looking for a new meeting place, and anyone would like to help by visualizing the perfect new location, that would be great. I listen and watch the morning services frequently, and other programs and videos on the Heart Center, and the monthly Knights and Ladies. I forgot to mention, I've been an organic gardener for over 45, almost 50 years. And in October, I assembled a cloud buster in my garden. I'm now experimenting with organics and the tower busters. Perhaps some of you saw the program that Boyd did last week on the organites. So I hope to visit Livingston one day and some other Heart Center events, And I guess in closing, I'll just mention that for those interested in their health and well-being, I do recommend Anthony Williams' book, The Medical Medium, which I began incorporating earlier this year with positive results, and also his second book, which came out last month, Life-Changing Foods. Both are very good and seem to be way ahead of the medical profession. So I guess that's about all I have. I hope you were able to hear me all right.
Thank you, Richard. Yes, we heard you wonderfully, and what a wonderful story. You have a long life of seeking so many in different aspects that seem to come together in the Heart Center with the organic gardening and the holistic foods and your health food interests and Reiki Master and all that you've done spiritually. We're so glad you're with us, Richard, and I look forward to seeing you in person someday at an event.
Yes, so do I. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you, Richard. Okay, bye-bye.
So long.